You're listening to All News All Morning on the Mothalode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Every Sunday afternoon from 4 through 7, we feature the Kim Komando Show. She is America's digital goddess. And last week, she had the chance to go over to Las Vegas and check out this year's CES show. It used to be called the Consumer Electronics Show. They changed it to just CES in order to be cool. And Kim Komando, what are some of the coolest things that debuted at CES this year?
Boy, it's really hard to say the coolest things. So let me just give you a sample. Like, first of all, imagine if you could have Amazon Alexa in your glasses. So now you have smart glasses that are also Alexa enabled. Now, this is really cool because the glasses are stocked with something called augmented reality technology. So what this means is when you're looking through the glasses, you can see everything from maps to weather right in front of your eyes. But it's not just smart glasses. Do you remember the Jetsons? Oh my gosh, you remember that. And we all wanted Rosie the robot. Well, we don't have Rosie. We have somebody by the name of Buddy. Now, Buddy is a super cute bot, and he's stocked with Google's assistant technology. So Buddy's going to listen for your voice commands. This is really amazing. Buddy can keep an eye on your house. Buddy can carry on a conversation with your family members. Buddy can play music, show videos, because Buddy has a built-in screen. All this sounds great, but I would want Buddy to actually, like, cook and clean. Or maybe imagine you're watching a game and you say, Buddy, get me a beer from the fridge.
And sometimes you may be a little ahead of us compared to where we're at here in the Motherlode, but are there any trends that came out of CES?
You have to remember, the Consumer Electronics Show, about 99% of everything that you see will actually never be developed into a product. But when we're talking about trends, we just talked about the smart glasses and the robots. Well, everything seems to be getting smart, up to and including, are you ready for it? The smart toilet, the smart bathroom, the smart faucets. And you might be sitting there saying, well, why would I want a smart bathroom? Oh, well, you know, just think about it for a second. You could just walk into the bathroom and say, start my bath. And then the water would suddenly appear at the precise temperature that you like. Or you can look at your smart mirror and actually say, smart mirror, do these jeans make my butt look big? Now, I don't know if we really want the answer to that, but it is smart, and it's coming to every room in our house.
And you mentioned some of the products that are kind of out there. So from what you saw, what are some of the products that are the wackiest?
You're right. There's always those products on CES that everybody likes to write about. Now, imagine this one, though. You're walking through the airport, and instead of, like, having that little wheelie bag behind you, your suitcase is actually following you right behind you, just a couple of feet away, because it's a smart suitcase, and it runs off of facial recognition. I don't know how TSA is going to feel about this one. Another weird one is the self-driving storefront vehicle. So imagine this. You have a bunch of self-driving vans on the streets stocked full of items like food and pizza and shoes. You can just stop it on the street, and then you go shopping. That sounds far-fetched, but it's actually going to appear in the 2020 Olympics in Tokyo. But how about this one? You spend your weekends doing laundry. I hate it. Well, now there's a device to do it for you. It's called Foldamate. Okay, the downside is it's really big, about the size of one of those old office photocopiers, and it costs like $16,000. But it still doesn't solve the problem of whatever happened to that missing sock. Or on the creepy side, you know, the whole robot thing is just a little weird. Well, now there's a company that invented the sleep robot. This is really strange. It's shaped like a kidney, and it's supposed to, like, lull you to sleep as you cuddle it. But one of the strangest products that I saw were these hip airbags. It's a belt that literally straps an airbag onto each hip. And it's being marketed for the elderly who are afraid of falling and actually hurting their hips. But if you think about it, if you're walking around with two airbags on your hips, maybe you shouldn't be walking around without a cane or a walker or something else.
Okay, and you are America's digital goddess. You're exposed to a little bit of anything and everything. So what was the biggest wow device of the year for you personally?
The technology that is shown at CES as relates to televisions is pretty much on the mark. We saw some 8K TVs. Of course, we're still wondering where the 4K content is today. We saw a $30,000 projector. What this means, it'll be $10,000 in a couple of years. But what really got my attention was LG's 65-inch rollable TV. This is amazing. Just hit the button and the television rolls up like a roll of wrapping paper around a metal cylinder. It's only a prototype right now, but in a couple of years, this is truly going to be a reality. And it's not just a rollable television, it's actually a rollable screen. So imagine you're an architect. You could be carrying around blueprints. Samsung unveiled a new TV that they're calling The Wall. This is spectacular. It's a 146-inch screen. Imagine this. 12 feet of the crown NFL goodness just right there in your living room. And what's great about it, aside from this massive size, is that it's modular so that you can customize the size and the shape of the screen by adding or removing different sections of it. And you don't see any seams. It's going to go on sale later this year. No price yet, but let's just say we all better start saving our money now.
I'm not sure if I haven't been paying attention, but a lot of this I hadn't even heard of before. You are America's digital goddess. We can catch you every Sunday afternoon from 4 o'clock through 7 o'clock right here on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Thank you, Kim.